I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rest in peace also to Hank Aaron, Hammerin' Hank, as they called him. I have an interesting story about Hank Aaron. When I was the director of the Democratic Party, we had a fundraiser. It was Hank Aaron, Congressman David Scott, Ambassador Andrew Young. And I helped coordinate this fundraiser. I knew Hank Aaron was going to be there because he was really the big draw to the fundraiser, right? He was the guy that everybody was coming to see. And this was my first time meeting Hank Aaron. Well, my boss at the time at the Democratic Party was the chairman of the party. His name was is Mike Burlon. Mike Burlon came to me with 2 Hank Aaron cards. And he said, "Man, Rashad, it would be really great if Hank Aaron would sign these 2 baseball cards." Now, he is the chairman of the freaking Democratic Party, right? But he's afraid to approach Hank Aaron. And he said, "You know, do you think you could put in a word and see if he would sign these baseball cards?" And these were 2 very old Hank Aaron baseball cards. So I went up to Hank, and he's a very, very charismatic individual. Personality bigger than life. So I went up to him, and I knew I just couldn't say, "Hey, Mr. Aaron, can you sign these 2 baseball cards at this major fundraising event that we've coordinated?" So I went up to him, and I was just honest. I said, "Mr. Aaron, I'm the new director for the Democratic Party. You see that guy over there? That's my boss. He's the chairman of the party. And he would like you to sign these 2 cards for him. Now, it will make me look really good if you sign these cards." And Mr. Aaron looked at me and said, "Young man, I don't sign baseball cards anymore. But because you're in this position, I'm going to sign it for you to make you look good." And he signed both of those baseball cards and handed them back to me. In hindsight, I should have kept those damn baseball cards myself. But that's the kind of brother he was. That was my interaction with Hank Aaron. I have a remarkable picture with him. It's me, him, Congressman David Scott, and Ambassador Andrew Young. But that memorialized that day for me. Rest in peace, Hammerin' Hank. Ladies and gentlemen, as every Monday, our Push Through Moment is brought to us by none other than Dr. Bishop Brian Keith Hodges, Gathering of Champions International Cathedral, and Chair of the Religious Studies Department at Beulah Heights University. Good day, sir.
Thank you. I'm always inspired by your stories. I certainly chuckled this morning as you shared with me and the audience how you wish you'd have kept those cards. That was a wonderful, wonderful touch. My push-through moment today is about seasons. I'd like to start by telling a story of my first flight. My first flight was from Detroit to Chicago in June of 1990. At the time that I would take a flight, there were still issuing paper tickets, and you could literally walk from the curb to your gate. And I was there in Concourse C. On the one side of Concourse C, there was a plane departing, and there were people crying, hugging, sharing affection, sharing their final goodbyes and farewells. It was grim. It was sad. It was somber. Right on the other side of the concourse, just opposite my gate, there were several people who held signs, had balloons welcoming the arriving group. I thought it was so interesting because at the same concourse, there are people leaving that are crying, and at the other side of that concourse, there are people who are coming and being excited. It helped me to better understand and unpack the notion of life in terms of seasons. Like a pendulum that swings from the left to the right, so does life seasons happen. And there are four things that we really learn about seasons in life. The good news is this: seasons change. And no matter what season a person is in their life, that season is going to change. If the season is not what they desire, it's not something that is productive, it's not something that brings them a sense of health, healing, or wholeness, it's okay. Seasons change. But not only do seasons change, seasons correct. There are moments when we lose our center. We lose our balance. We lose our equilibrium. We lose our sense of geography. We lose our sense of location. We have to have differing seasons because in those differing seasons, we can find purpose again. In the venues of life, we find ourselves moving in different places and veering off in certain directions. Seasons change to help us correct. The seasons also come not only to help us realize that they change, help us correct. Seasons come to challenge us. Seasons challenge us to be our best selves as often as we can. Be our best selves when we're on the mountain and be our best selves when we're in the valley. That's the real magic of life, if you will. It's knowing how to be your quintessential and vintage self, whether you're at the absolute top or absolute bottom. The last thing, though, we learn about seasons, that the seasons compensate. If you hang on long enough, if you stay focused long enough, if you commit long enough, those seasons will pay you back. Angela Duckworth says in her book called Grit that any person that continues and persists will persevere and stay focused. Whatever it is they're going after, they're going to get. I celebrate today the seasons in my life and in your life because those seasons are the things that make us who we are. I'm Dr. Brian Keith Hodges, and this has been my Push Through Moment.
Wow, what a word. Ladies and gentlemen, your Push Through Moment.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them.
You tried your way. It didn't work, no. You put him second.
Second, yeah.
And put you first. Trusted friends thought they had your back.
Uh-oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
neighbor,
see the devil is alive.
Neighbor,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Neighbor,
it's okay to cry,
neighbor,
'cause he's by your side.
Neighbor,
you gotta stop that hating.
Neighbor,
I know you don't want to hear it.
Babe,
gotta fast and pray and listen to
babe,
the Spirit.
'Cause I'm trying to tell you something.
He's speaking to your heart right
now. I'm trying to tell you something.
Just listen to the Spirit. Oh,
I'm trying to tell you something.
Hold up.
Shh. Listen.
You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due. And all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor.
And he said, pray about it.
But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die.
Babe,
it's okay to cry,
babe,
'cause he's by your side.
Babe,
you got
gotta stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. I was in my own way,
but I'm here to tell you without this face I'm a major failure.
So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, if the devil is a liar, you gotta listen to the Spirit. Oh, God is.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Yes, he is. He's trying to get your attention right now. You got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.